our last Zoom meeting.
Well, since I've talked a lot already, I move that they be adopted.
Second the motion.
Okay, we have a first and second motion. Any discussion? So all those in favor, please raise your hand. All right, unanimous. So Marie, we don't have any other, do we have any other people joining us in terms of public forum?
No.
Okay.
We didn't get any requests.
All right. So next on the agenda is Council Liaison Report. And our new liaison is Sean Moran. And I spoke to him earlier in the week and kind of filled him in as to what our procedures are and what we do and how we go about things. So he has an introduction. And Sean, do you have anything that you'd like to ask or comment on? Or?
Well, I'd like to introduce myself and say I'm happy to be here and looking forward to learning about you know, what the council can do to help. I have to say, I don't come from an engineering or architectural or any of that kind of building background, but I find it intriguing. And I really wanted to kind of delve into what you guys do to see, you know, what kind of synergies we have with, you know, the way the town is growing and trying to adhere to its historical roots as well. So anyway, I bothered Dale with a phone call and he completely inundated me with just this overload of information. I had to email the mayor, say, maybe I'm not the right person for this historic commission. No, I didn't, I'm joking. But, you know, I really look forward to it. And if I'm asking stupid questions, I'm fond of asking questions. I think it's a good way to learn. You know, please feel free to point me in the right direction. So thank you for indulging me on my lame introduction.
Okay. Thank you. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
So we have no planning actions, and it looks like historic week that we discussed last month about whether we'll do it in May and what form it might take. And staff was going to look at what kind of time it would take them and whether it's a reasonable thing to do. So where are we at?
So the way that staff understood after last meeting, what the commission decided was to take the awards that you picked for, that you would have awarded last May 2020, and do an electronic ceremony this May and give those out. And so what's in the packet is a list of those and the descriptions that were put together. So I can I think Regan probably she's gone through and figured out what needs to be done from this point out. Excuse me, if you wanted to go through that, but I think we've talked about it and we feel like, you know, that's really doable and we could manage that and get it done. So we just thought, since it'd been a while since you looked at it, you know, maybe we should put the info in the packet just to refresh everybody's memory.
That's great. Thank you.
So did you guys have any other ideas in terms of what else we might do besides a Zoom meeting in May? What did we did mention whether we'd want to put up the banner across the main street. Was that decided, or does that seem a reasonable thing to do?
I guess I misunderstood. At the last meeting, I thought that you were kind of going in the direction of not doing that piece.
Yeah, that's what I don't remember, I guess.
I know, tell me if I'm wrong, but I thought it was kind of like, let's keep it kind of focused and simple.
Yeah.
People like the awards, they appreciate getting the awards, so we don't want to delay it too much. So yeah. Let's do that, that subset from the year that would have happened last year, this May.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Well, since staff has put this, Regan, you've put this awards thing together for years now, right? And so I think if you can give us your input would be the most important. So to start the conversation, if that's okay.
Sure. So are we still discussing the banner, or are we past the banner now?
Just so. I understood Maria to say that you have suggestions.
Oh, did- I made a list of, I went off our timeline from previous years and just kind of made up my own list of what needs to get done, which is way smaller than the years in the past. So, I mean, just as far as what I need to do, I won't bore you with all those details, but I mean, as a group, I guess we need to come up with a date of the award ceremony. And I need to prepare an article for the City Source for April. And typically in the past, the mayor and city council has participated in the award ceremony. And I'm not sure if we want to do that. Typically, Stromberg was the one to start. He would give a short speech before. And then Councillor Rosenthal and Dale Showstrom were the ones to give out the awards in the past. So I don't know if we still want Councillor Moran and Dale to do those, if we want to discuss it more, how we want everything to work with that. So I haven't been in a change. We've had Rich for so long that I just forgot what we do before the changeover. So, if anybody wants to interject in that. So,
when is Historic Preservation Week?
It's the third week of May.
Okay.
That's typically when we shoot for dates. Yeah.
Do you have a date? I don't test for you guys.
Well, we've pretty much narrowed it down that it, I think we're looking at probably the best day is the 20th, which is the Thursday that week.
Okay.
That doesn't conflict with any other city meetings that are on the calendar at this point.
And typically we do them around lunchtime, although at this point it really, that isn't a requirement, I suppose. Is that still the best time given that it's a Zoom meeting?
I don't know.
Well, most of the people getting the awards, aren't they working people, like contractors? And so maybe like 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. With that, that doesn't conflict. Where would this take place, actually, in terms of the award presentation?
It would be like we're doing now. It would be
Okay. So the people accepting the award would be on Zoom as well. Yeah. Well, I would think maybe in the evening would be good. So we get a good turnout of people who are being given awards.
Yeah, I'm not sure it would make that much different.
You don't?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, it's usually around the lunch hour. And of course, we can't attract them without, you know, with meatballs, but
well, that's fine. You know these people better than I do, so I'm fine with whatever time you're saying.
I guess my preference would be somewhere around noon or so, or in that area, just because it would be more of a lunchtime and middle of the day.
Okay.
Yeah. Them.
Just tell them they have to get their own food, I guess.
Yeah, maybe we staff should talk to a couple people and just see who would be involved in getting the awards. I'm looking at them and I know all of them. And I'm just wondering if maybe people are homeschooling, or, you know, if lunchtime if we want the people who are involved in getting the awards to be there, we probably should kind of check in with some of them.
Yeah, I think generally, builders want to have their mornings free, and lunch seems like a good time, then they can get back on the job after that. So, but I think checking with them is fine too.
Well, there aren't as many as we've normally had either.
Right.
I was going to try and have all the awards signed and mailed to the winners beforehand so they can kind of hold them up during the ceremony if they want to.
That's great.
So I'll get the letters and maybe the certificates out a couple weeks after I mail the congratulations letters. So.
And then do we have photos? Not yet, probably.
Terry didn't get, we didn't get that far last year. So hopefully Terry will, I think he was interested in starting to get out there and take some pictures. So.
So that a format might then have a photo. I don't know if the photo then would fill the screen. We don't necessarily need to look at each other, but that photo could fill the screen and, then we potentially individually, I suppose, even the people who may have written these, read them while the photo is on the screen is one option. The other is that, you know, myself, another volunteer or do that. Any feedback on that? I just think, you know, maybe for variety, it might be nice to have four different voices or something.
Sounds good to me.
Typically, I would read the mayor's proclamation that's usually read at the city council in the beginning of May. And so that's an option for filling some time.
Sure.
I can prepare packets ahead of time with all the blurbs in them and mail them out to you guys or email them out to you guys and also to the winners, just so they have something to keep with the pictures of the properties as well.
Sounds good. I suppose another option would be to have a guest speaker. I'm not sure who that might be, but when I think of Jeff LaLand, you know, or somebody that might be, you know, available, or if we could think of a topic.
Well, I just saw that Keith arrived, and Keith, I wanted you to know that your interest in the history of the Indigenous people. Yeah. Is actually a class being offered through OLLI.
Oh, really?
And they have all academics giving lectures, and they've been really superb. And they include immigrant communities as well. So, and Jeff LaLand, I have to say, was had a really good he was a very good speaker and very interesting to listen to. And if that's an interest of, like you had said, you had suggested, Keith, that we look at more information about the history of Indigenous peoples. And mm-hmm. I think, what did the city council do, Mr. Moran, what is the city council recently took action, right?
There's a proclamation that the mayor has been had read into the record yesterday, actually. And is working on just being more kind of in tune to Indigenous people and, you know, making it more of a vocal kind of point for the city. So,
yeah. Well, I still haven't got a hold of the woman who's organizing this class. It's 8 sessions with 8 different speakers. And she's works as it with Southern Oregon Historical Society as a, not a curator, maybe with documents. And she's organized it, and I'm hoping that we could have access to those lectures because she records them. Is anybody interested in that?
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Yeah. Last month, my sound was completely off on my computer, and I didn't realize it until after we had the trouble. So it's nice to be here. Sorry I'm late. I was spacing out. Thank you, Piper, for saying, are you joining us? Yes, I intended to. So, no, I was excited to hear that the Bayer had put that proclamation together, that statement of awareness, and I haven't had a chance to see it. I was trying to look online, and I couldn't get the Mail Tribune to slide up so I could read it. So yeah. I look forward to that.
And me too. I wasn't aware of it, so thank you for the tip.
About
the class, about the lectures.
Okay, yeah. Because I find it's been really quite fascinating. Because I didn't know gold, like today, talking about Applegate Valley was a big area for the gold rush. And there was a lot of bad behavior back then, too, against prejudice against the indigenous, against the Chinese, and all kinds of bad stuff. But it is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't. You know, I just moved here 5 years ago, so I don't know. So it's all new to me. But yeah. What? Excuse me? I thought somebody was saying something. By the way, is Terry okay?
He was here, but he got his internet kicked him out. So
that's
so bad. Yeah, hopefully
I think he would be
back.
Very interested in that too.
Mm-hmm.
That's who called me. He was having trouble getting back in, so he's still trying.
Oh, that's bad. But he's staying well, at least.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that just made me think that, again, to fill a little time, that that Terry, you know, a slideshow or something. I don't know how, maybe that's too complicated, too, to try to organize.
But I think the idea of a speaker, you know, is worthwhile. Is there a common theme in the awards as far as the kinds of, well, there seem to be quite a few additions even on this group, didn't there?
Mm-mm.
No, it was mostly remodels. I can't remember now.
Well, I think there were a couple of additions, yeah.
So
two of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could also hear from. I would be interested in hearing from people who, like Coleman Creek. I forget that guy's name. Bill, you know his name.
Michael. Yeah.
Michael Hodge, who has worked with. He's getting an award, but he's also worked on two different projects this year, but and he does this kind of work. I would find it interesting to hear about experiences with historic renovation, or would he find that too he couldn't probably say what he thinks, maybe. I don't know how difficult. What do you think, Bill?
I would be glad to talk to him, and I suspect he would like to talk about his work. I think the work is important to him, and I think he'd like to talk about it.
Are there other real... Go ahead. Sorry.
Excuse me. I was just going to say, I think that Mark Knox, who we're giving an award to and has vast, vast experience, would be a consideration too.
So he's a contractor?
No, he's a planner. I think that would he could be a really good speaker too.
That's
I agree
yeah,
with Sam.
He's a good speaker.
I think Mark would be a good speaker. I don't see most of the contractors as probably being you know, great speakers, but Mark, I think that, well, I think that Mark, you know, my God, he was a planner for the city for years, and I think he works with Laz now, but he would be a good speaker.
He was the one who led the tour, right? On the house on the corner of Mounted.
Yes.
Right. And I think he'd do a good job.
And we, you know, it seems appropriate because he's getting an award this year.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's exceptionally knowledgeable too.
Yeah. Very much.
Mm-hmm.
So what would we ask him to talk about?
I think we'd let him decide.
Okay.
I would trust him to come up with a good topic. And
was he staff for what was his position? Was he staff for his historic commission?
Well, he was staff for the city, kind of like Maria's job. Isn't that right? Wasn't he an assistant planner?
He was an associate planner, yeah.
And he was the historic liaison for years.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, years.
Okay. Oh, okay.
As was I before I came back.
Oh.
And we're glad you did.
Mm-hmm. But one thought would be, I mean, just kind of brainstorming here, you know, since you'll have this format, which is a little different than an in-person meeting, does the commission want to entertain maybe giving each award recipient a few minutes to speak?
Yeah.
Because it's not like you have a bit shorter list than probably a typical year, 5 awards. So one thing, like, you know, that would give an opportunity, like, you know, perhaps Michael from Coleman Creek, maybe to talk about the intricacy of one of his projects, you know. And then Mark, since he's getting an award, he can, you know, say something.
You could ask the owners to say a few words about their project and what they're
doing. Yeah, it'll just be, you know, that's always the challenge with kind of those group things is if, it goes on long. It can take a long time, but.
How do you work functionally with another 20 people?
Say that again.
How do you work functionally on a Zoom with 20 more people, or if there were that many?
Well, it would be like, you remember at the last meeting when Chris Brown was presenting the high school project?
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't showing at first, and then I pulled him in.
Okay.
It would be the same way. So like one award winner would come in and, you know, be up on the screen with all of you. And then we, you know, through the computer, I would send them back to where they can still watch it, but they wouldn't be able to comment. So that can be orchestrated.
Okay. And that, in addition, if there's another 20 people who are relatives and friends that wanted to watch it, they would just.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just this meeting right now, anyone can go on the city's website and watch.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I kind of like the idea of each of the people that are getting awards that they would have a little bit of time to speak.
Yeah.
And I think that I prefer that in lieu of having a keynote speaker.
I would agree with that, actually, since there's fewer numbers, mm-hmm. fewer in number too. Sam, do you think that would be okay to have Mark?
I think not? That'd be fine.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
I think we're giving people recognition for doing a good job. And, and these people generally have a lot to say about their projects, too. They're involved and excited about projects.
As I recall, who actually kind of moderates the meeting? Didn't you do that, Dale?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you could be the time checker too, right?
Yeah, I don't know that we need to. I mean, I doubt people will talk that long.
I don't. Yeah.
Again, there's not that many, and certainly if we don't have a keynote speaker, is it?
Right.
Shouldn't be too long. But...
Mm-hmm. So, really, the thing Dale, you mentioned a slideshow. Really, the only thing we need the commission to do, besides give us the input on the format, is we still need the photos. So, we can talk to Terry about that. I think, Regan, didn't you say we have one for the Briscoe School project, but none of the others?
Correct.
Yeah. So once we get those, that would be very easy to put in a slideshow, which you mentioned before.
So depending on the number of meetings we have, I suppose we could do a little bit of dry run or something on the month before in April, or just get an idea how those photos might look. And
sounds good.
Yep.
So do we also, I guess, do we always have a photo that was from our albums, the historic registration albums, that would show a different picture? Not usually, I guess. It depends on, most of those pictures were taken in the 70s and 80s, I guess. So there wouldn't be anything probably that much different than what it looks like now, unless, you know, Terry had another photo of maybe that area or those homes, you know, when they were built, or the older photos that might include, or the neighborhood even, that, you know, you could show. Sometimes we see aerials, you know, that might show a number of homes or streets in the railroad district, and that you could point out where they are or something. Just a thought, he might have some, it could work.
So kind of a then and now photo.
Yeah.
I mean, all the nomination photos we have are all hard copy. We could certainly scan those in. They're not going to be great quality then. Uh-huh. So if he had something, you know, digital, uh-huh, that would be, you know, it would look a lot better.
I have some digital historic photos that I can look through and see if there's anything in the railroad district also. Okay. Now, what you're looking for, railroad district?
Well, I think he was saying for each of the awards. So.
Oh, I don't know if I have that then.
Central, there might, you know, he might have a photo with one on Central. And what's the other?
East Street and Fairview.
Fairview. I think I just attuned to that because we've been working on the map project and having the two of the three finalists who are going to do a proposal came to town on Friday and Monday, and we met with them, Jim Lewis and Andy Stallman, who's part of the Andy Stallman's part of the public arts, and Jim Lewis is with parks. And the three of us met with them to kind of give them our perspective and answer any questions that they had. And so two out of the three applicants who are going to do a proposal to come to town to learn the history. And because we've put together so many photos to not only show them, but also for all the medallions that we did. And I keep looking at them weekly. It's just, they're so amazing to see. The depot, for instance, and the natatorium and twin plunges, and
yeah.
So, I suppose that could be another option. I don't know if we're trying to fill too much time, or it certainly takes more work to do it. You know, but those photos are all, you know, in a place that, you know, we could use some time if it made sense to just tell the public what we're doing with the MAP project, a joint venture between historic and public arts. I'm not sure that now as I say that, that I'd want to orchestrate that, but mostly it's just the historic photos are just so fun to look at.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not getting, my video isn't working. The Zoom isn't functioning right, but if you can hear me, I can see all of you.
Mm. Welcome.
Yeah.
Did you hear the discussions about photos for the projects or?
I just joined. It's taken this long to connect, but you were talking about photos, but I have to finish photographing. I was waiting for the warmer weather, and I'll get pictures of all the sites.
Okay. And,
if you need other photos, just let me know.
So is it, I suggested that another option that we could add to the photos that depict the changes that were made in the buildings, if there was some historic photo that might include that street or that address, to maybe value between, was the thought, if you could identify from those addresses, whether you had any photo that might be interesting or not.
Okay, I'll look for those then. Sounds good.
I mean, the Briscoe Geologic Park, you know, it'd be fun to see, you know, what buildings were there around the turn of the century.
Yeah, well, the Academy, Ashland Academy, or the Skidmore Academy was at the opposite corner on Manzanita and High Street.
Right.
So I could, you know, I'll send the proofs or something first, and then you can pick out what works.
Yeah, then if there was any photo that, you know, included Central, B Street, and Fairview, might be fun.
Yeah, I have some, so okay. I'll see what I can find.
I'm sure you have some of the Phillips house, and I think, you know, that Mark was instrumental in moving and restoring. And I think, and you know, a historic picture of it when we talk about Mark or when Mark talks would be really good to have.
Okay. I don't know if I have a close up. Is that the one on East Main?
Yes.
Okay. I'll see what I can find. When is the is it scheduled? When the presentation or the meeting?
Terry, it's May 20th.
May 20th.
Okay. Yes. We don't know what time yet. We're still looking into that.
Yeah.
What were people's thoughts about daytime versus at the end of the day? Noontime, I guess. Does that work for staff?
Either one, you know. Daytimes are probably a little easier, but I understand wanting to have attendance too.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have an objection to noontime?
No, that's probably better.
Okay. All right. Any other questions that are dangling regarding that subject?
When is the deadline for the photos?
As soon as the next sunny day.
Yeah.
It's above 70.
Yeah.
Terry, if you could have those to me by, I mean, April 1st, is that doable for you?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you can include those and any others that you find, that we could look at those in April before our May meeting, May presentation. I guess we'll have another May meeting, won't we?
Yeah.
First week of May, that could be the...
Yeah.
You get more specific about how it might go.
Right. I may send some prior to... so you can pick out, you know, to...
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, does staff feel like we've covered that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So any other discussion items that somebody would like to bring up?
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Since we're not doing our Thursday design review, is there a conduit for someone to ask questions about a specific building that they might be interested in buying? And getting the historic commission's input on any remodeling prior to purchasing the building?
At this point, it would be to put them on the regular agenda as sort of a pre-app
mm-hmm.
kind of item.
Okay.
If somebody's thinking about buying it, sounds a little bit more... urgent than that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I for one would volunteer my time just to go take a look and give some feedback. If any
I'm specifically talking about the Plexus building because it went on the market like 4 days ago.
Oh, it did?
Oh. And there's a couple of people that I know of that are interested in it, but they don't want to do anything huge to it, but they would like to put in some windows or skylights or something, because it's a fairly dark building.
Yeah.
For modern use.
Mm-hmm.
So before someone spends a lot of money to buy a building like that, they kind of want to know what they might be allowed to do or not.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Mm.
Hopping on that, on that, how do people know what kind of regulation would fall into a purchase of a building? Is there places where people can go if you're an entrepreneur and you wanted to buy the Plexus building? I mean, is there a place that you would go to check this, or is that just, how does that work?
Well, typically you would probably go to the planning department first to find out what's feasible and what's permitted. And then they might direct those people to the historic or the historic ordinances and design elements that they should.
Okay. I was thinking before that. So is the broker, your real estate broker, do they have access to all that information, or how would you know? Hopefully, does that come up?
Hopefully a real estate agent would be sensitive enough. We've tried to educate real estate agents with brochures and that sort of thing, that they would be educated enough to say, well, if you're going to do anything to a historic building, you ought to check with planning and historic.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because it just wouldn't seem to me that people would think Plexus building is a historic building. But.
Well, the addition, the addition that was put on the east side, east end, kind of the facade was... certainly something that went through the historic commission and a little controversial, but if they're changing use and that sort of thing, it can get more complicated because they do have to then comply with historic standards, at least in terms of trying to satisfy them. And it would really be up to planning whether they took the historic recommendations, for any changes that they made.
As a note of interest, I installed a window on the railroad side of that several years ago. I think I went through the historic commission and we enlarged a window in the CEO's office. It was an interesting project.
Refresh my memory. What is the Plexus building?
It's oak, tank and steel.
Oh, okay. I never heard that name before.
Those are the occupants now that have their offices there.
Okay.
So did they have any other details they were asking about other than skylights?
Windows.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Specifically on the railroad side.
Yeah. It's challenging. Mm. Are you in contact with them, Piper?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, there's no rebar in that wall.
Oh.
Good to okay. know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had to be engineered steel, you know, bolted in to support the opening.
Okay, so since we're on the subject, is there a point where a building like that has to, if it changes hands and if there's a certain amount of dollars for a remodel, typically for a commercial project, then it triggers retrofitting for seismic. So what happens when seismic hits a historic building like that? Even though it's not historically registered, it's just in the historic district.
Maria, is that a requirement for a historic building necessary?
That's building code. I'd have to check with the building official.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I think the general bringing it up to code would take, you know, remodeling to the 50% level of the value or something like that. Or,
right. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. There's some percentage there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking that there probably is some sort of historic waiver too. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And then in regards to windows on the railroad side, that would be much easier to look at. I mean, to approve, I would think, because it's the back of the building essentially, even though it's, you know, historic side. And if the windows were cut in, you know, historically compatible, that probably would be fine.
Now it's a solid wall now, isn't it?
There are windows in it, just not many.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, if they're compatible, so.
Okay, and skylights?
Probably the same would be true. I mean, probably to the north side would be better than having them on the south side, but that's not a pretty roof. Mm-hmm. It's pretty historic and pretty beat up and a lot of slope. And
well, actually, I think the roof they just redid because they were, that Plexus was having a lot of leakage problems.
Over there.
And they it was a metal roof. Because of the industrial nature of the structure. And they put, I can't remember what the roofing is, but they did not replace. I remember being asked about it, and I threw my two cents in just saying that I thought that if they stayed with a metal roof, it would be best. But I think that they put some kind of slate or something up on it.
Huh. Really? The whole thing has been re-roofed?
A big part of it.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Never noticed.
So that they were having real leakage problems around the entry. Mm-hmm. When it rained.
Yeah. Well, I can remember years ago, Buzz Sawyer, Judge Sawyer and his wife and another couple owned that building. And they came to review board because they wanted to paint the outside of it. Mm-hmm. And we had fits over that. That was probably 15 years ago. You know, it's gone through a couple different owners since then.
Yeah, now the only paint job on the exterior is graffiti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know at one point the co-op was looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If that answers your questions, or if you had any more that, you know, you could.
I don't specifically, you know, I don't know too much about it, but they did ask me to ask you guys. And so I'll just point them to the planning department and then they can go from there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do suspect that anyone that's going to buy that building is going to want to retrofit it in some way because it's so dark on the inside.
Okay. Any other business that anybody would like to bring up? Hearing none, I did mention earlier, and not everybody was on screen, but Tom Giordano has decided to resign. So I wanted to let you know that, and he'll probably let us know formally. But he's been quite bothered by COVID and is having trouble with watching the computer. And he just felt like it would be best at this time to resign, and that he might consider coming back in a year or so.
Good.
So we've lost two members so far, right?
Correct. Yeah, so we're seven now. Okay, staff, anything else that we want to talk about?
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
And I'll work on my computer to get it working right.
Oh, I like the big T.
Yeah.
Big cherry T.
I can hear what you say.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone, and I'll adjourn the meeting at this point and see you next month.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Reagan, I love your heart.
Oh, thank you.
I do, too.
Valentine's Day is coming.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye.